Good morning, and today is February 19th. We're holding here in Siman Tof Nun Aleph, Sif Yudalid. We'll continue with the halachas of Hagolas Kalim. And Mechaber tells us in Sif Yudalid, a kisui shel barzel, shmechasim boi hakideira tzorech hagola. The pot cover. It's an iron pot cover. And that pot cover requires hagola. What's the reason why the pot cover requires hagola? Is it touching the food? So the Mechaber tells us, Kevan shemazio b'chol sho michoim hakedera. The reason why it requires hagola is because of the zeya. The zeya is literally it's sweat, but we don't over here. It means a steam.
Condensation.
The condensation, correct? It's condensation of the pot of the food cooking, and we'll see that the food, the contents of the food, go up. They hit the pot cover, and then it comes back down into the food. What happens if on Pesach I see I have to cover my pot? I quickly go ahead and I cover up the pot with my pot cover, which I did not kasher. Now, practically speaking, this does not really happen to us because all of our chametz pots are all locked up and this and that. I could see it how I have some little hands in my house that have a knack of getting in places and doing things that they're supposed to be doing. But they also look different, the Pesach pots. And just for the marshal, the pot cover is placed on the kosher Pesach food. And then an hour later, I take a look and I pick it up. It smells great. And I hold that pot cover in my hand and I say the whole food is inedible for Pesach. Because if that pot cover was the chametzika pot cover, and it was cooking up, and it went up to the top of the pot cover, and went back down, it makes the whole food awesome. And that's what he says here. V'nasnuhu v'pesach al kedeira b'loi hagola, without kashering it, kol hatav shel is awesome. Why is the whole dish, all the food awesome? Shezeyas hakisoi mis'arev v'tashel. Because the zeya, the condensation of the food was mixed up with everything, with the pot cover, the milchiks, the chametz and everything, and then you cannot use it. Yes. We are not really concerned of the actual pieces of being there. That we are assuming, we're hoping that it's been cleaned already.
It's the time
issue, right. Yes. Let's see the Mishmar Yosef Cotton Pay. So we said, a kisa shel barzel shemechasim boy hakideiro. The Mishmaru tells us, la'afuke, the word la'afuke is coming to exclude. La'afuke yoyusa kisui, she'oifin olav batzek. Coming to exclude a pot cover, or a pot where you bake dough in. Tzorech libun. In that case, you have to do libun. Not just hagolo, but a higher level of kashering of libun. What's the reason why I have to do this? Kevin shemazio. Ratzoloimar. The condensation takes place. Mkei nivlo bohechomitz adechoim kli rishoin. The pot cover absorbed the taste from the heat of a kli rishon, of a temperature of a kli rishon. V'al kein tzorech hagola gam kein b'kli rishon, v'loi mahani iroi, therefore you have to do hagola also the kli rishon, and iroi does not help. Iroi is a lower level, iroi is to pour, that will not help. Okay. Sifkot and pei beis. I went ahead and I took my pot cover and I put it all on my chametzika pot cover on the kosher Pesach food. We said it's not good. Vafilu imakisui huda chetev. Yerachmiel here, even he's saying if it's cleaned well. Shem bach shash mishum chametz be'en. There's no concern of actual, your question was Mishmur's issue here. There's no concern of actual pieces of chametz on the pot cover. Afilu hachi, it's also, the food is still forbidden. Why? Mishum zeyas chametz habalua b'soichoi, because of the chametz which is absorbed in the pot cover itself, and it comes back down into the food. She yoyreid, it goes down umisarei b'hatavshil, and it gets mixed up with in the food al dei hahevel ha'oile mi'hatavshil lahakisei kishu roiseach, through the steam that goes up from the food into the pot cover when it's boiling hot and it comes back down. Over Pesach Isur b'mashuhu. What's the Mishmaru telling us for? Mishmaru is telling us that on Pesach the Isur is the smallest amount. Because he's telling us there's no such concept here of batal b'shishim, of batal b'roiv. It doesn't apply. We're talking now, it's on Pesach. And the person takes the pot cover and puts it on the pot, the kosher Pesach pot. It's aser. However, v'nasnu be'erev Pesach, if this pot cover, which was chametz stick, was placed on the food, erev Pesach, achar sheishoyz, after the sixth hour of the day, oz im yesh shishim betavshil, if there is 60 times in the food, neged kol akisoy, opposite the whole pot cover, then it's permissible, then it's mutter.
It's not Pesach yet.
Right, Erev Pesach, after the sixth hour of a equal hour day, right? We have a 12-hour, right? So, we're not allowed to have the chametz in our possession anymore.
Right.
Okay, and the reason for that is just like we bring the Karim Pesach, from that time we bring the Karim Pesach, we're not allowed to have the chametz, no chametz.
Right.
However, it's still not Pesach yet.
Right.
So, although there are Yisurim that apply, the actual Isser of Pesach does not apply yet. So we're more lenient. Okay? So in Nasnu be'erev Pesach achar sheishoyz, oz then, we're just reading the words again, im yesh shishim, if there is 60 times more in the food, in the tavshel neged kol hakisoy, opposite the whole pot cover, then it's mutter. V'chein im hakisoy einoy ben yoimoy, mi'eis shekiso boy kederes chametz. What happens if the pot cover has not been used in the past 24 hours with chametz? Then we're saying it's mutter. When is it mutter? Only b'shas adchak l'kul yalma. Only in the time of necessity. Doesn't mean, okay, I can go take this pot cover and lechatchila cover up the food. What that means is if I went ahead and I used the pot cover, which was not kashered, but it was 24 hours since, it was more than 24 hours since it was used last for chametz, the food is still permissible. That's what we're saying. But the noisin town of Gam, Erev Pesach, is mutter. This is once again, this is Erev Pesach. Noisin town of Gam, this that the pot cover would be on the pot, it would not enhance the taste of the food, it would ruin the taste of the food. That being the case, it's permissible. Manshein kein the Pesach, on Pesach itself, afilu hu imhu eina ben yoimoy. Even if this pot cover had not been used, it's not been used in the past 24 hours. If it's on Pesach, it's awesome. Also, l'das haramah, according to the Ramah we learned earlier in Siman Tov, Mem Zayin, Sif Yud, Ba'agah, it is forbidden.
Stricter on Pesach, than a little bit before Pesach.
Yes, yes, 100%. On Pesach, mashu means that little, you can't even see what's in between my fingers here. That's what mashu means. Any smallest amount is aser.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Before Pesach, we have batal b'shishim and so on and so forth.
Why is it a Talmud Gam?
The question is, why is it a Talmud Gam? So any item which has not been used in the past 24 hours, by definition, is a Talmud Gam. We come across the halacha that on Pesach there are those who hold that even if it's 24 hours since it's been used, on Pesach, tam lifgam will be aser though.
What is tam lifgam?
Means that what a spoiled taste, which means like this. If you have a milchix pot, which has been used in the past 24 hours, used it this morning, and then you cook fleshik in it. So now you're enhancing, you're taking the milchix taste from the pot. It's spotlessly clean. It looks brand new. But the walls of the pot have the milchix taste in it. That taste is going into the meat, the fleshix. Now everything's aser. The food is aser, and the pots have to be kashered. What happens if that pot has not been used in 24 hours? So now when you use that milchix pot, you used it last week Wednesday, and I put meat in there by mistake. The taste that goes into the pot does not enhance the food. It ruins, it detracts, it takes away, literally it spoils, blemishes. But that's what a pegam is. So therefore, in the second case, when it's not a ben yomo, it's no sin tam lifgam, no sin to give tam the taste lifgam, that ruins. Therefore, you can eat that meat that was cooked in your milchix pot, your quote-unquote milchix pot. Now you have to kasher the pots. But in that case, when it's not a ben yomo, you can eat the food.
Wow.
Let's continue inside. Thank you. Pei gimel, sefkan pei gimel. So we're saying the pot cover was placed on top of the food, on kol ha-tavshul, the hakadera, the whole contents of the pot are forbidden, as well as the pot itself has to be kashered. What's the reason for this? Sifkon pei dalad. Shezeyes hakisoy, the condensation, like those drops on, of the pot cover, they are go down and mix up with the food. Vimniskor miyad. What happens if, as soon as you put it on, right? We're talking here regular practical applications. A person realizes, you know what? I put the pot cover on. A second later, a few seconds later, he goes quickly with the pot cover, of course. He doesn't want to burn his hand, and he picks up the pot cover. Is the food usher? That's the question now. With his kamiyat, he remembers right away. The hesiro minakdeira, and he removes the pot cover from the pot. The ra'a shu yave shadayin. He sees that the pot cover is totally dry. It did not start to, the condensation process did not start, and there's no droplets on it. The tavshil of food is saved, you can eat it, it's not a problem. Vigam hakdeiro is muteres, and the pot itself is also permissible. Even though both of them are hot, v'noga echad b'chaveiroi, and one of them touched the other. Now, a person might think, incorrectly, but they might think, that if I have my chametz tikka pot cover on top of my kosher Pesach pot, like this is like this force field, that you can't even put it down, it doesn't exist. No, you put it down, if there's no liquid, nothing happened. It's like the two pots touching each other. There's no liquid, nothing happens at all. And he says further, the reason why it's not a problem, because he reminds us of halacha, which is brought down in Yoredeya. He says, because she'eni sura yaitze mikli lakli b'lo yiraitav. There's no transfer of the taste without a liquid agent in between the two. You need a conductor. If you don't have the conductor, like Rav Joel said correctly, if you have on the back burner, you have a milchik pot, for example. And on the front burner, you have a fleishik pot. And the pots are very large pots, and those two are touching. Did you just trafe up the pots and the food? Answer is no, because if there's no liquid, it's not a problem. Now, I don't recommend it. The reason why I don't recommend it is because, especially if you have one of these pots covered up, and then it's on a high flame, and then things can boil over and bubble up, and then you think you have things coming down the side of the pot. So before you know it, you don't intend to have a liquid going from one to the next, but the pot is laughing at you while it's bubbling and saying, well, I'm making your food, the pots, everything's trafe up. No, so that's what's happening. But if the pot cover was on the pot, the Indian sheyesh lacha shema kavar hischil tzara pnimi shel akisli lazio asha yatzel edes bezeazu, that there's reason to be concerned that maybe the pot cover already, the inside part that's inside facing the food already became hot, then hare atavshel v'hakadeiro asurin. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes that if there's reason to assume that it's already become hot, the pot cover is hot, then that pot cover will cause the food and the pot to be asur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber rather, turn back one page, to see the Mechaber in Sif Tes Vav. Kisoy shel barzel, shemesimim oisoy al hacharoro, shel kishenefes al akira, tzorech libun. We're discussing another pot cover scenario. This time, you put it on the dough, on the biscuit. Hacharoro is like a cookie, a biscuit. Kishenefes al akira, when it's baked on the kira type of stove, tzorech libun requires libun. Libun is once again without, because there was a cooking process without any liquid. Sifkat and pehe, the Mishnah Berurah tells us why. Why do we have to do libun? Lifi shiroiv hapa'omim naigea hakisei beguf hacharora shetachtov, because most of the time the pot cover touches this beguf hacharora, which is underneath it. It touches the food, the content. So here's my pot cover, my hand over here, and it's touching the food directly like this. And therefore, Ubalei mimenu tam hachametz that absorbs the taste of the chametz. Shaloy alidei mashke without any liquid. Elo alidei choim ha'esh. Rather through the choim, the temperature, the heat of the fire. Vayim prima godim libun ze loy mahani libun kal. Elo achia nitzoses nitozin imenu. Now, which libun do you have to do? Libun kal, libun chomer? The prima godim says you would have to do libun chomer. Libun kal would not suffice. So you'd have to do rather the libun chomer of when the sparks would be shooting out. Let's continue with Simin, with Sif Tes Zayin. Yes, please. Well, Karis is a person who eats a kezayis of chametz and bechdech this pras a certain amount of time, and I don't want to say even if a person sticks his hand in the fire, he doesn't do it on purpose. Does he get burned? He gets burned, right? Okay, but of course, there's different levels of tshuva. It's not the same if a person did it by mistake or a person did it intentionally. Like he sees, the cheeseburger on Pesach. I once heard a story where some people went to a ball game, and it was Pesach, so they ordered they got their hot dogs, and they very carefully took off any remnants of the bread, the bun, and then they took out their matzah, and they ate their treif hot dog with the matzah. So, now, in Hashem's eyes, what's taking place over here? You know what? I'm not Hashem, so I can't tell you. But what I can tell you is that this was a story I heard probably over 15, 16 years ago, where this was a group of people who were going in the right direction to learn more Torah and become more Shomer Mitzvahs, where they're taking away the chametz. Right? In their mind, they're taking away the chametz. So it's obviously a step in the right direction, but that's another topic. Okay, Sif Tes Zayin. Now, just as a little word of introduction, until now we've been discussing the transfer of Isser or Chametz through heat. Now, we'll be discussing the transfer of the Chametz through sharp food and pressure. Okay, we've discussed a meducha in the past. It's that bowl that you smash things in. And we'll be discussing here as well in regards to kashering this bowl. So the Mechaber tells us in Sif Tes Zayin, a meducha, this is the bowl that you crush the food in, muteris bahagala. If you want to use, once again, they did not have all of their private separate kelim, so you want to use this meducha, it can be kashered through hagala. Meducha is the mortar. Okay, the bowl. Vim hi gedoilo she'ini yochol hachnisa b'yoyra. Now, what happens if this meducha is a very large bowl that you cannot put it into a pot because the pot is not big enough? So, if the meducha is so large, she'ini yochol lachnisa b'yoyra meisim ba mayim reischim umachnis b'soicha even reisachas. You place inside this bowl the meducha hot water. And then you take the even, a stone, which is reisachas, which is boiling, burning hot. And then the hot temperature goes on all parts of the svasa, the sides of the bowl, of the meducha. In such a scenario, when I cannot immerse my meducha inside a larger pot, to do Haggolah, I can do Haggolah in a different way. What's the Haggolah process? I'm putting boiling hot water in the meducha, and I'm taking my Evan Reisachas, a hot stone, and I'm putting it all around the walls, the sides of this meducha. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Pei Vav, meducha. Now, this meducha can be made either out of Bein Shel Eitz, whether it's a wooden meducha, Bein Shel Evan, umatches, whether it's made out of stone or whether it's made out of metal. V'hayu regilun laduch b'soichai shumim, and the common custom back then was to pound up the garlic, u'dvorim charifim im pirui lechem. You'll ask, where's the chametz issue here? Because they would smash the garlic or other sharp foods with crumbs of bread, breadcrumbs in there. And then they would put it out, and they'll make it, make a stuffing for the chicken, whatever they would do with it. So the issue is that the tam of the chametz gets inside the kishkas, we will, if we'll say it like this, of the meducha. Later on, the Sifcha Beis, Mitzvah, maybe next week, or the week after, we will see a Beis Sa'ar is basically the place where they make the yeast. Now that's, if you want to know what chametz is, that's a good example of the chametz. You're making the yeast, of what rises, right? So over there we'll see, the Pasak Shom, the Gam Beis Sa'ar Mahani Hagola, that the container that they make the yeast in it, that's the Beis Sa'ar, which we'll be discussing in Sifcha Beis, can also be kasher through Hagola. Sifkon Pei Zayin, what happens if this meducha is very large, I cannot immerse it into a pot, Vimhi Gedoylo, the biktano shevshalach nisa l'soich yoyra ein lohakil hagila boifin kazeh. If it's a smaller size meducha, I'm not allowed to kasher it by putting hot water in it with this hot stone. I have to specifically put into the pot. This way of kashering the meducha, if it's very large, is only if it's large, I cannot immerse it. But if it's a small one, I have to first put it into the hot boiling water. The yesh poisim shesoifim, there are those poisim that hold, the afal idei avonim loy mikri hagola, that even through avonim, through stones, is not called hagola, the kli rishon ela iroi, but rather it's called iroi, it's called pouring. And pouring is a lower level of kashering, so therefore only when I cannot immerse the meducha because it's so large, we can be more lenient and use the hot water placed in the meducha with the Evan Rei Sachas. Now, I have to make sure that with Peiches that the Evan Rei Sachas goes all around the sides of the pot. That it goes all around the sides of the thickness of the walls of the pot.
But it's not the rock, it's the mayim.
So the hot rock will cause the water, the English scientific word for it, displacement, right. The displacement, water displacement, that the water will now go to the sides over as well. And of course, the reason for that is because, you know, that's when you're smashing the things up and it goes into everywhere, all parts of the bowl, of the meducha. Sifkan Peites is, one second, please. Sifkan Peites, Neil, one second, please. Sifkan Peites is the Ramah, and we will stop here for today, and Mir Hashem tomorrow, pick off with the Ramah, and he disagrees with the Mechaber, what we learned today so far.